This is Vic Black, and you are listening to the interview with Master Arcane. Enjoy.
I've watched people again and again and again in a fetish S&M experience practically leave their body with this blissed out look on their face. It's actually not uncommon for someone who has a great, great fetish scene after the scene to really honestly feel so buzzed that they just need to sit and chill for a while with a very blissed out look on their face. Oh, yeah.
See, here's the, for all the people that are listening, if the timing is everything. If I walked into the room and just cracked Mrs. Black on the ass when she was naked coming out of the shower and said, "Let's do it, baby," that's not what we're talking about, because the level that builds up to that intensity with the endorphins that Arcane's talking about, the sexual heat and the passion. The timing is everything. When you deliver a dosage of BDSM that's in there, if I'm using the terms right, I think is what you're talking about here, Arcane.
Yes, yes. It's the timing. There's a lot to be said for warming up. You know what? If your listeners, anybody out there who likes foreplay, BDSM is some of the best foreplay. I'm biased, of course, but I think it's some of the best foreplay ever. I want to make it really clear, by the way, that I am also a very big fan of vanilla sex. I think vanilla sex is great. Like I said, the Kama Sutra is one of the finest books ever written in the history of humanity, and it's all about vanilla sex. But if you really like foreplay and you want to spice up your foreplay and your afterplay and your midplay through the roof, fetish has a lot to offer. Hundreds and hundreds of new ways to play, new toys. I personally own 7 footlockers full of toys. I'm not kidding you.
Do they all travel with you?
No, they don't all travel with me. I had to narrow it down to just 2 or 3.
I'd love to break into that storage bin. Number 47. Lot number 47. Let's break it out.
Let me tell you right now.
What the fuck is in this thing?
You wouldn't believe my storage locker. I'll send you photos of what's in my storage locker. It's pretty over the top. I got some crazy stuff in there. You got to remember, like I said, in my house in California, I had my own private playroom that was a 275 square foot room,
And
there's a lot of interesting furniture in there. So, no, but of those 7 footlockers of toys, what I want to say is that no 2 toys produce the exact same sensation. That's how much variety there is.
Arcane, you must drive women absolutely crazy, don't you?
I would like to think that I have a pretty good track record, yeah.
If you do say so yourself.
You know what? You know what? I'll tell you this. Let me put it this way. If people go to the crowacademy.com website, mm-hmm. I actually do have testimonials from some people describing not so much their interaction with me as much as what the world that I introduced them to was like. And I'd actually rather let them speak for themselves.
Of course, and of course, you're also using the element of mystery, that the man of mystery, and women just gobble that up, don't they?
The funny thing is, I got to tell you, I'm really overt. I am so the kind of person of what you see is what you get. Again, I kind of have that luxury. I've just designed my life so that I don't have to hide who I am. I'm very big on education. I'm very big on teaching people that this is fun. And
no, hold on. You don't
great.
Have to hide who you are. Of course, hence the name Arcane. That's like is that the Latin equivalent of Bob? Arcane, okay. Of course, means the practitioner of ancient mystery and knowledge, right?
You want to know where the name came from?
Oh, definitely.
I'll tell you where the name came from. The name Arcane, A-R-C-A-N-E, came from a group of people who I was a part of this group back in San Francisco, who was, in fact, very, very dedicated to the whole idea that fetish and S&M was an art form, truly an art form. And as a group, we really pushed the limits to explore and teach each other how far this could go. How far could you push the natural altered states of consciousness? How far could you elicit these endorphin experiences into a realm where we had private events and parties that were mind-blowing. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but it's really pretty likely that I have lived the kind of life here and there that other people don't really think exists. They think it only exists in books, and I'm here to tell you it does exist, and it exists with some really nice people, very intelligent people, good-hearted people who really understand this as an art form. so myself and a few of the, shall we call them, core members of this group were sitting around one day, and this one woman, very, very powerful woman, she just turns to me and she explained to me that there was this society of the fetish arts that can be traced back hundreds of years, possibly thousands of years, and apparently one of the original founding members used the name Arcane. And she gave me that name on that day years ago, and next thing I know, everybody's calling me that name. It became my stage name. It became the name. Most people in the world know me as Arcane. And the big advantage of it is you walk into like a room full of people, you shout out, "Hey Joe," or "Hey Bob," you know, you get 50 people turning and looking. You walk into a room, shout out Arcane, everybody goes, "He's over there."
Everyone.
That's the one big advantage.
Having a sense of humor will take you a long ways too. I love it. You know what? This has been a great interview. I love talking with you. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to sign off.